They treated you unfairly and acted as if they were innocent. They tried to twist the story, making themselves seem like the victims, but the truth is clear. They schemed, set traps, and worked hard to tarnish your reputation. They aimed to ruin you, filing false accusations to place blame on your record. They wanted to humiliate you in public, spreading rumors and mocking you behind your back. These individuals turned away from you because they believed lies told by others. They acted out of pure spite, driven by the negativity and corruption in their hearts. Their actions were intentional, designed to hurt you because they underestimated your worth. But here's something important to remember. God saw everything, every action, every word spoken against you. None of it went unnoticed. Now they're facing the consequences of their actions. Their guilt is eating them up, and their conscience isn't letting them rest. It's as if their mental struggles are a reflection of their wrongdoings. God is allowing them to experience this because they attacked you without reason. When they tried to harm you, they didn't realize they were also opposing something much greater, God's plan for you. They thought they could get away with their toxic behavior. They believed they were untouchable, that no one could hold them accountable. They acted in secrecy, thinking their actions would remain hidden. But they were wrong. The moment they plotted against you, they were setting themselves up for failure. Their arrogance blinded them to the truth, that their actions would eventually come back to haunt them. These people underestimated the protection around you. While they schemed in the shadows, you were minding your own business, staying true to yourself. God saw their plans before they could even act. They didn't realize how serious the consequences would be when they tried to bring you down. Now, they're learning the hard way that their evil intentions have no place in the face of truth and justice. You may have been the target of their actions, and they were determined to go after you. They acted as though no one was watching, not even God in heaven. They carried out their schemes, thinking they could get away with their plans unnoticed. But they didn't realize that God was revealing their intentions to you, their plots, schemes, and every detail of their wrongdoing. God knew these individuals would harden their hearts against you, pretending they were innocent while turning their backs on you. This is why he says vengeance belongs to him. They believed they had escaped accountability. It might take years, maybe even decades, but they will eventually face the consequences of their actions. You can't act unjustly and expect no repercussions. Every action, whether good or bad, carries its consequences. These people convinced themselves that nothing would catch up to them. They thought they could thrive, prosper, and enjoy life without any reckoning. But now they are beginning to see the reality. Illnesses, mental struggles, and spiritual stagnation have overtaken them. They can't move forward because they went against you without cause. Their actions have left them stuck, unable to grow or find peace. God is allowing them to face the consequences of their deeds. The wickedness they thought would bring them success is now their downfall. Nothing in their lives seems to work out. They believed hurting you would benefit them, but instead, it brought chaos into their own lives. What they don't realize is that their suffering stems from their actions toward you. When they decided to gang up on you, plot against you, and act maliciously, they were unknowingly setting the stage for their own downfall. They accumulated karma for themselves, and now they are reaping what they sowed. Their actions were never unnoticed, and justice is unfolding in ways they never expected. God's plan ensures that every wrong will be addressed, and every injustice will face its rightful outcome. You may have been the target of their actions, and they were determined to go after you. They acted as though no one was watching, not even God in heaven. They carried out their schemes, thinking they could get away with their plans unnoticed. But they didn't realize that God was revealing their intentions to you, their plots, schemes, and every detail of their wrongdoing. God knew these individuals would harden their hearts against you, pretending they were innocent while turning their backs on you. This is why he says vengeance belongs to him. They believed they had escaped accountability. It might take years, maybe even decades, but they will eventually face the consequences of their actions. You can't act unjustly and expect no repercussions. Every action, whether good or bad, carries its consequences. These people convinced themselves that nothing would catch up to them. They thought they could thrive, prosper, and enjoy life without any reckoning. But now they are beginning to see the reality. Illnesses, mental struggles, and spiritual stagnation have overtaken them. They can't move forward because they went against you without cause. Their actions have left them stuck, unable to grow or find peace. God is allowing them to face the consequences of their deeds. The wickedness they thought would bring them success is now their downfall. Nothing in their lives seems to work out. They believed hurting you would benefit them, but instead, it brought chaos into their own lives. What they don't realize is that their suffering stems from their actions toward you. When they decided to gang up on you, plot against you, and act maliciously, they were unknowingly setting the stage for their own downfall. They accumulated karma for themselves, and now they are reaping what they sowed. Their actions were never unnoticed, and justice is unfolding in ways they never expected. God's plan ensures that every wrong will be addressed, and every injustice will face its rightful outcome. You may have been the target of their actions, and they were determined to go after you. They acted as though no one was watching, not even God in heaven. They carried out their schemes, thinking they could get away with their plans unnoticed. But they didn't realize that God was revealing their intentions to you, their plots, schemes, and every detail of their wrongdoing. God knew these individuals would harden their hearts against you, pretending they were innocent while turning their backs on you. This is why he says vengeance belongs to him. They believed they had escaped accountability. It might take years, maybe even decades, but they will eventually face the consequences of their actions. You can't act unjustly and expect no repercussions. Every action, whether good or bad, carries its consequences. These people convinced themselves that nothing would catch up to them. They thought they could thrive, prosper, and enjoy life without any reckoning. But now, they are beginning to see the reality. Illnesses, mental struggles, and spiritual stagnation have overtaken them. They can't move forward because they went against you without cause. Their actions have left them stuck, unable to grow or find peace. God is allowing them to face the consequences of their deeds. The wickedness they thought would bring them success is now their downfall. Nothing in their lives seems to work out. They believed hurting you would benefit them, but instead, it brought chaos into their own lives. What they don't realize is that their suffering stems from their actions toward you. When they decided to gang up on you, plot against you, and act maliciously, they were unknowingly setting the stage for their own downfall. They accumulated karma for themselves, and now they are reaping what they sowed. Their actions were never unnoticed, and justice is unfolding in ways they never expected. God's plan ensures that every wrong will be addressed, and every injustice will face its rightful outcome. When people try to harm you, remember not to dwell on their actions or let them consume your thoughts. God handles wickedness daily, even if we don't always see it. He is constantly dealing with those who act with bad intentions. But in this season of your life, be mindful of the people you allow into your space. Not everyone deserves your time, energy, or attention. Light and darkness do not mix. They carry opposite energies. Surround yourself with those who reflect positivity, kindness, and goodness. Stay away from individuals who thrive on negativity or exhibit destructive behaviors. As someone filled with light and guided by the Holy Spirit, you must protect your energy and stay aligned with righteousness. Keep yourself spiritually grounded. Pray consistently and trust that God will continue to shield you from the harm others may try to bring. God handles situations far better than we ever could. So don't waste your energy on trying to respond to or fix what others have done. Let God take care of it. He sees all and acts justly. You can rest easy, knowing that God has already addressed the wrongs committed against you. Move forward in peace, knowing that you are protected and cared for. There's no need to stress or worry anymore. God has seen everything and has taken action on your behalf.